You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Mind Gym. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Mind Gym, an athlete's guide to inner excellence by Gary Mack. Quote, studies have proven that mental training will not only enhance performance and improve productivity, but also add to your enjoyment. Whatever your age, whatever your game, you can learn how to stay focused. You can learn to deal with adversity. Stay motivated during difficult times. Avoid fatal distractions. You can learn how to follow your dreams and live your life on purpose. Achieving inner excellence is a process. Building mental muscle, like building physical muscle, requires time and effort. The more you work on the inside, the more it will show on the outside. Think of this book as your mind gym. Read the lessons, do the exercises, and answer the questions. If you do, you will acquire the skills needed to create the ideal mental state that will allow you to rise to the next level and perform at your best, by choice rather than chance, end quote. Gary Mack from Mind Gym. So we go to the gym to get our bodies strong. Gary Mack tells us we need to go to the Mind Gym to get our minds strong. I like it. Gary is a leading sports psychologist, and this book unpacks An Athlete's Guide to Inner Excellence. If you're into sports, like me, you'll enjoy all the great quotes from recognizable athletes, plus the sports stories that bring Gary's stories to life. Either way, these ideas are absolutely applicable to whatever game we're playing. Whether we're creating a new business, a piece of art, or raising a family, we need to get our minds right. We need to hit the mind gym. Let's look at some of my favorite big ideas on how to go about doing that, starting with big idea number one, act A, period, C, period, T, period, backward. Act backward. Quote, it is said that extraordinary people live their lives backward. They create a future, and they live into it. An exercise I teach is called ACT, act backward. I want you to try it. The A stands for accept your present state. Understand your strengths and weaknesses, as we discussed in the last section. C stands for create your desired state. What's your dream? Close your eyes and see yourself exactly the way you want to be. Write down what this desired state would look like. T stands for take action steps to get you there. Success is a journey of one step at a time, and the longest journey begins with the first step, end quote. I love this. So the first exercise for today's workout at the Mind Gym, we need to act backward. First step, accept where we're at. Have a good sense of what we're good at and what we're not so good at. All right, got it. Second step, create, that's C, create your desired state. What's your dream? What's everything going perfectly look like for you? Get that clear. Then, T, take action to get you there. Massive action, consistent action, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, action, action, action. Act backward, ACT backward equals awesome. So, how about we get you acting backward? You accept where you're at, you have a good sense of your strengths, your weaknesses, and you accept exactly where you are. All right, that's our A. What's your dream? Create your desired state. What's your dream? And what action can you take right now to get there? ACT, act backward. Great stuff. Think about that for a moment. Do you accept where you're at? Pause and think about your dream. What do you really want to see in your life? Think about that. Feel that. And then what action can you take now to get there? P.S. This reminds me of some goodness from Steve Chandler plus Sonia Libomirsky. In Wealth Warrior, see those notes, Steve tells us, quote, the only good use of any future is artistic. You paint a picture of your positive imaginary future on your whiteboard. Then you pull that picture with every ounce of strength you have into the present moment, end quote. that is all caps, pull that picture with every ounce of strength you have into the present moment. That is so good. All right, in the Hows of Happiness, see those notes, Sonia tells us about the science of building our optimism muscles via what she calls a best selves diary. She tells us, quote, "There are many ways to practice optimism, but the one that has been empirically shown to enhance well-being is the original best possible selves diary method. To try it out, sit in a quiet place and take 20 to 30 minutes to think about what you expect your life to be 1, 5, or 10 years from now. Visualize a future for yourself in which everything has turned out the way you've wanted. You have tried your best, worked hard, and achieved all your goals. Now write down what you imagine. This writing exercise, in a sense, puts your optimistic muscles into practice. Even if thinking about the brightest future for yourself doesn't come naturally at first, it may get there with time and training. Amazing things can come about as a result of writing." End quote. So, here's to hitting the mind gym and working out the optimism muscles. Leads us to the next big idea, the goal staircase. Quote, "Goal setting is a master skill for personal growth and peak performance. I can't stress this too much. Without goals, where will you go in life? If you don't know where you are headed, you're probably going to wind up somewhere other than where you want to be. I encourage athletes to set daily or short-term goals. The way to achieve long-term goals is to break them down into small steps. Effective goal setting is like a staircase. Each step is an action step, an increment of progress. The old saying is, inch by inch, it's a cinch." End quote. So first point to drive home here, goal setting is a master skill for optimal living and peak performance. As Gary advises, if you don't know where you're headed, you're likely to wind up somewhere you'd rather not be, and that is suboptimal. So what are your goals? The big ones from your best selves dream diary. All right, great. Now let's break those down into smaller steps. In my note on Wealth Warrior, I described my new love for the physics of dominoes. Short story, a domino can, by the law of physics, knock over another domino that is 50% bigger than it. If you line up 13 dominoes, you can start with one that's about the size of your little pinky fingernail. So small, you need to put it in place with tweezers. And by the 13th domino, you have a 3-foot-tall, 100-pound domino. Continue that for another 13 or so, and you're looking at the Eiffel Tower. The key point with the domino metaphor for goal setting is this: identify the next domino. Break your big goal down into micro goals and put all your energy into the next little one, knowing that A, you can knock it over, and B, when you do, you'll have the momentum to knock over the next progressively larger domino. Kind of like Dr. Mack's staircase. You don't try to leap to the top of a staircase in a single bound. You take it step by step. So, back to you and your goals. What's your big dream? What's your next baby step? Line up those daily and weekly goals and take that consistent action and rock it. Next big idea, limits begin where vision ends. Quote, "Limits begin where vision ends. You have to see yourself as a no-limits person. For years, breaking the 4-minute mile was thought to be physically impossible. Then, in 1954, Roger Bannister ran the mile in 3 minutes, 59 and 4/10 seconds. Over the next 2 years, 50 other runners broke the barrier. Why? They had an image. In Bannister, they had a model for success." End quote. So much of that is so good. Although we're all familiar with the fact that Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, it's always amazing to me to be reminded that A, the world was certain that it was literally physically impossible to do so. So his audacity in going for it and then succeeding is simply awesome. And B, as soon as he proved it could be done, 50 other people broke the 4-minute mark in the next 2 years. Think about that. Impossible. Can't do it. Therefore, no one does it. Oh, wait, it can be done. It's been done. Suddenly, 50 people crush it almost immediately. Nothing changed in our physical biology. No bionic shoes or legs. Our minds changed, and bam, the impossible was suddenly possible. As Gary says, limits begin where vision ends. That's a really good line. If you can't see yourself doing something, you just set yourself a limit. We need to hit the mind gym and diligently, patiently, persistently train ourselves to see beyond our current limits, to stretch beyond our comfort zones into the realm of our infinite potential. Shall we? All right, next big idea, breathe and focus. We'll take a deep breath before this one. Quote, oxygen is energy, it's juice. Oxygen helps relax muscles and clears the mind. When you hold your breath, you are creating pressure and a nervous feeling. Athletes who choke start to become nervous about being nervous, anxious about being anxious. One psychologist says anxiety is excitement without the breath. The pattern of your breathing affects the pattern of your performance. When you are under stress, deep breathing helps bring your mind and body back into the present. Over the years, I have handed out thousands of little stickers to athletes that read, breathe and focus. A baseball player will place the bright orange circle on the shoulder of his uniform or underneath the bill of his cap or on the barrel of his bat. A hockey player might affix it to his stick. Firefighters I have worked with place the stickers on their self-contained breathing apparatus. The stickers serve as a reminder. Whenever they feel themselves growing anxious, breathe in energy. Breathe out negativity. Breathe in relaxation. Breathe out stress. End quote. Let's do another deep breath. Breathe in energy. Breathe out negativity. So powerful. So, you feeling stressed, anxious, etc.? Breathe deeply. And then try to stay anxious. It's not possible. Seriously, like totally impossible. Breathe and focus, as the good doctor tells us. Breathe and focus. The challenge is that when we're super stressed, the crazy little drunk monkey in our minds is so frenetically swinging from vine to vine to vine to vine to vine that we don't have the presence to remember and force ourselves to breathe and focus. Hence the sticker, breathe and focus. Breathe and focus. Breathe and focus. And rock it. All right, next big idea, confidence. It's the bottom line. Quote, what do you think is the most important part of the mental game? It's a question I've asked hundreds of managers, coaches, and professional athletes during plane flights and bus rides to stadiums over the last 20 years. The answer is always the same. It's confidence. When you're confident, you can relax, trust your stuff, and perform at your best. Confidence is the bottom line. Where does confidence come from? Great athletes say that confidence is knowing they are prepared physically and mentally. Experience tells them what to do, and confidence allows them to do it. Confidence is the emotional knowing that you are prepared, mind, body, and spirit, for anything. End quote. Confidence. So that's what it all boils down to. As I read this passage, I wondered about the etymological origin of the word. Confidence is from the Latin verb confidere, from con, expressing intensive force, plus fidere, trust. Confidence equals intense trust in ourselves, in our abilities, in the fact that we've put in the work to earn that trust. As Gary puts it, the emotional knowing that you are prepared, mind, body, and spirit, for anything. I love it. In his classic book on crushing it, appropriately called Overachievement, see those notes, John Elliott tells us, confidence is a resolute state of mind by which you believe nothing is impossible. And he tells us, confidence is not a guarantee of success, but a pattern of thinking that will improve your likelihood of success, a tenacious search for ways to make things work. So how's your confidence? Here's to working diligently, patiently, and persistently as we earn the intense trust in our abilities to go out and rock it. All right, that brings us to the next big idea. Enlisting in your enemy's army equals not a good idea. Quote, doubts cause intellectual confusion. Doubts can be paralyzing. It is said that a person who doubts himself is like a man who would enlist in the ranks of his enemies and bear arms against himself. Confidence and trust are essential in every sport. Hall of Fame pitcher Sandy Koufax of the Dodgers said it is better to throw a poor pitch wholeheartedly than to throw the so-called right pitch with a feeling of doubt. You've got to feel sure you're doing the right thing, Koufax says. Sure that you want to throw the pitch that you're going to throw. Today's Dodgers ace, Kevin Brown, says that if you make a bad pitch aggressively, you have a much better chance of getting away with it. End quote. So good. Living with doubt is like deciding to enlist in your enemy's army and then attacking yourself. Last time I checked, that's not a good idea. This great passage reminds me of the Buddha on two fronts. First, the Buddha tells us, see the notes on the Dhammapada, quote, more than those who hate you, more than all your enemies, an undisciplined mind does greater harm. And he adds, if anything is worth doing, do it with all your heart. So, if you've decided to go for it, all caps. All right, next big idea, consistency, consistency, consistency. Quote, consistency separates good athletes from great ones. The best athletes win consistently because they think, act, and practice consistently. Consistency is a defining quality. Whatever your job, consistency is the hallmark, said Joe Torre. It's much more important than doing something spectacular just once. Do your job consistently, and you will be considered good. The greatest athletes are those who can perform at a high level, day in and day out, even when they don't feel well or they are off their game. As Jack Nicklaus said, it is an art to play badly well. End quote. Consistency, consistency, consistency. We talk about it all the time. As Gary tells us, it's what separates the good from the great. David Reynolds, see the notes on constructive living, tells us, the mature human being goes about doing what needs to be done regardless of whether that person feels great or terrible. Knowing that you are the kind of person with that kind of self-control brings all the satisfaction and confidence you will ever need. Even on days when the satisfaction and confidence just aren't there, you can get the job done anyway. His number one question? Now what needs to be done? That's a heck of a way to stay consistent. And, as a result, learn to play badly well. All right, that brings us to the final big idea, success in life. Quote, success in life is peace of mind, the feeling of having no regrets. It comes from knowing you did your best. Everyone eventually leaves the game. Imagine for a moment you're attending a testimonial dinner in honor of your retirement from competition. Your friends are at the banquet. And so are all your coaches, former teammates, and those you competed against. Each one stands up and says a few words about your character and how you played the game. What would they say? What would you want them to say? End quote. Well, we're all going to retire from this game called life. What will the people in your lives say at your end-of-life banquet? What would you want them to say? Now's a good time to press pause and think about that. And think about how can you act even more like the person worthy of that recognition starting today. Here's to living in integrity with our highest ideals as we hit the mind gym and optimize our lives. Well, there you go. That's a quick look at Mind Gym. Hope you dug it. Gary Mack is a leading sports psychology consultant and counselor who has worked with athletes in basically every major sport. Awesome guy. If you like this note, I think you'll also dig the note on overachievement, unbeatable mind, Spartan up, constructive living, and the Dhammapada. Now, let's take a look at some of the sidebar quotes. Gary tells us, "The greatest victory is over ourselves. Remember, it's always too soon to quit." Gary also tells us, "Believe in the power of your dream, then act backward. Accept your present state, create your desired state, take action through goal setting." Michael Jordan tells us, "I'm a firm believer in goal setting, step by step. I can't see any other way of accomplishing anything." Magic Johnson tells us, "Talent is never enough. With few exceptions, the best players are the hardest workers." Gary Mack tells us, "Be willing to take a risk. Remember, there is no security in life. There is only adventure." He also tells us, "If you can relax your body, you can relax your mind. Quiet mind, quiet body." Your attitude, more than your aptitude, determines your altitude, how high you go, how far you climb the ladder of success. Emerson tells us, "If I have lost confidence in myself, I have the universe against me." Jack Nicklaus tells us, "The greatest and toughest art in golf is playing badly well. All the greats have been masters at it." And finally, Gary Mack tells us, "When you leave the game, how do you want to be remembered? How do you define success?" Well, there you go. Mind Gym. Hope you dug this quick look at the book. What was your favorite big idea? What really jumped out at you and resonated with you? Struck a chord? It was just a reminder of a truth you already have deep within you. How do you make that theoretical distinction a more practical application in your life? What can you do to bring that wisdom into your life more fully starting today? Think about that. Get on that. Have another awesome day. Look forward to sharing more with you soon. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.